Well, the guys played extremely hard for 60 minutes. Guys, it was a next play mentality. We knew going into the game that it would go down to the last possession. We were prepared for that, and we knew that we would face adversity at some points in the game. And so guys were prepared, and the coaches did a great job of getting the guys ready, and it was an excellent team effort. And so there's some things that we can take from this game and move on and just get ready for this next one. I was very pleased with some of the things that Shea did in the game. Obviously, his rush was very, very effective in critical times in the game. And so it was very positive. You know, I don't have a crystal ball, but, obviously we want to continue to get better, with Shea and the rest of the guys. But like I said, he's worked hard in practice. Coach Fair and Coach Sinclair have done a nice job with those guys with the pass rush techniques and the get off and the approach and things like that. And that was a big point of emphasis during the bye week. And I think that paid dividends for us. Well, I think when you have when you perform on a stage like that, obviously it's a division game on the road Monday night, and you're able to contribute in a big way to a win. I think you can learn from that and gain confidence from that and move forward. And I think that's what we need to do. It was mostly missed tackles in the game. And so obviously, we won't be able to do a lot of tackling this week in practice, but that will still be a point of emphasis, drill work and things like that. And we got to get more guys to the ball. But it was mostly tackling, not necessarily fits. Well, when you look at any run that goes over 15 yards, it's not just up to one guy. It's always it's usually a misfit or missed tackle and a leverage issue on the backside. And so I never want to put it on one guy. But it's something that that we're going to be correcting here in a couple of minutes. We'll get these guys in here, and we've got the play on tape, and we've got it drawn up, and we're going to have a corrections period today in our walkthrough, and we'll get that squared away, and then we'll move forward. Well, we just want to see those guys continue to play fast, play with confidence, be where they're supposed to be, and make the plays that are going to be there for them to make. And that's all. And get better. And so and that's what we're asking for, of all of our guys, is really just to focus on doing your job. It starts with technique and fundamentals. We want these guys to play smart. That's knowing your assignment, doing your job. Play fast, reading the key. What does your key tell you to go and get there, and then be physical. And if we can do that as a unit, then we'll get better. And that's really what it comes down to. And so the message to all of the guys, regardless of position, safety, corner, linebackers, D-line, it's all the same. Yeah, I'm not sure how much it helped. You would have to, ask those guys. But I decided to go down because I thought that it was I thought I could help with the communication, get the call in quicker. And then it's actually a different group of guys out there than when we first started. And so I just wanted to be down there to help some of the younger guys and facilitate things on the sideline and just speed up the communication and some of the adjustments. And so that's why I decided to go down. Well, in that game it was a combination of run fits and tackling. And so, we're going to have to get those things done in order to contain him. Just seeing him another time, watching the film, we know what we're up against. And so we're going to have to make sure we make those corrections, make sure we're fitting the run properly, and we got to get more guys to the ball. He's very, very elusive. He does a great job in space. He's their second leading receiver, I believe. And so there's going to be a lot of space tackling opportunities with him, and so we have to get more guys to the ball. We got to play with great leverage, great toughness, with a swarming mentality. And that's if you do those things, then you have a chance to contain him. Well, I think it was a combination of rush and coverage working together. You know, that was huge. Guys have worked extremely hard with the coaches in terms of the rush and the technique and the get off and the pad level and Coach Fair did an excellent job and Coach Sinclair, they actually implemented some new drills and some things like that in the bye week. I think that helped and it was just a big point of emphasis. And then we were able to take it from practice to the game. And that's a big part of it, is being able to take what you do from the meeting room and take it to the practice field and then carry it over into the game. And the more we can do that, the better we'll be. Well, I mean, if you just look at this last game, I think time of possession was huge. And we talk about that, you know, you want to play complementary football, and possessing the ball is a big part of it. And then getting off the field on third down and taking the ball away was huge. And so I think we played 55 plays in the game. And so our offense being able to sustain drives and getting first downs along with us getting off the field on third down, you know, that all they complement each other, and that's how you get it done. Yeah, well, first and foremost, you know, he's a veteran guy. He's a no-nonsense pro. He's very serious about the game of football, and he's a lead-by-example type of guy. You know, those are the intangibles are there. And then obviously, you know, his ability to win one-on-one and make plays, you know, we like. And so, you know, I'm happy that he's here.